After years of preparation, the Land Rover G4 Challenge is finally here. And for the 18 contestants, it will be an adventure of a lifetime. From Bangkok to Laos, Rio de Janeiro to Bolivia, the varied locations will be the ultimate test for competitors. And already, some are showing signs of nerves.
You cannot help but feel nervous coming into something this big.
Υπάρχει λίγο ένταση, ένας μικρός εκνευρισμός. Δεν έχω καταλάβει καλά ακόμα που βρίσκομαι. Σιγά σιγά.
Incríveis. Eu sempre estava treinando qualquer modalidade
I used to enjoy each day and take it to the max because when we moved to Bolivia, the event really is coming towards a close and I don't want it to be that soon. Well, we've just seen all the competitors leave the hotel in their long boats in their pairings and now it's full speed ahead on the river as we head towards the Grand Palace here in Bangkok. This is the first competitive activity, the first time these teams are working together. So we've got, you know, a head-to-head course.
Three teams go together at the same time. Pretty dynamic, very fast. A lot of driving, mountain biking, very quirky kayaking element. First across the line wins.
Well, it's a Tuesday morning. I've just woken up my first night in camp. Not a bad sleep, apart from the fact there was a horrific snorer really nearby. And I think it was perhaps the doc, Michael Arnie.
Yeah, did you get the tuk-tuk started?
We finally got it to go and I thought I'd put it in first gear, but it was second gear.
We actually hit the G4 Land Rover.
And we had to drive it through a load of control gates.
It's completely different steering. You have to lock one wheel to go to the left side and have to lock the other wheel to go to the right side.
Driving the tuk-tuk, it's a bit different than a Range Rover Sport.
We're flying over the rice paddies and I think I've suffered a few bruises.
We have tractors in South Africa, but this thing is unbelievable.
Driving the tuk-tuk, it was great fun.
Tuk-tuk race, unbelievable.
Go, Gary!
In the glaring sun and intense heat, today is proving to be very physical indeed, and some of the competitors are really suffering.
I went over the top of my handlebars, and I landed on the GPS mountain. It pegged me in the groin, just at the inside of my thigh. And it's really swelled up like a huge balloon, so it's quite hard to run.
Tice, it's been a very physical couple of days. How have you found it?
De afgelopen twee dagen zijn erg warm en fysiek geweest. We hebben heel veel moeten doen. Bijna niet bij te drinken. Maar het is erg mooi. Af en toe moet je achterom kijken en dan is het geweldig. We doen het niet slecht, maar we doen het ook niet heel goed.
Well, it's Wednesday morning. It's coming up to 9:20, I think. I'm just sitting here just to pause for breath and have a look at the sight that lies before me. It's just rolling mountains. It's so plush. The greenness of Laos. It's such a beautiful unspoilt country.
The toilets are basically tiny little green tents that are set up quite rigidly, just large enough for a small person to turn around in, and a large person like me might not make it. So let's venture towards this one. It seems clear. I'm just checking for insects because, you know, I don't want to get bitten. The important thing to remember here is that if you have your head torch on, you turn into a silhouette, so people can see exactly what you're doing in there the whole time.
We are now cruising at 30,000.
After two stages set in the beautiful country of Laos, it was off to the challenge's next location, a grueling non-stop 40-hour journey to the city that loves to party, Rio de Janeiro.
Chegam pra mim e falam assim, ai...
Oi, tô.
With its sandy beaches and beautiful ocean, this vibrant Brazilian city is the perfect backdrop for the start of stage three, as contestants made their way to the famous Copacabana Beach. Okay, the contestants are leaving the lifeguard tower on a zip line and are running towards the kayak. Okay, they've collected the kayak and they're making their way back to the freelander. You can hear the screams. It's Nora and Martin in the lead, running into the ocean for a swim. Okay, the buoy is being collected by Martin and Nora, and now they're going to return to the lifeguard tower with the buoy completing the course in the reverse direction.
Oh, it's just a dream. It's a dream to represent my country. It's a better dream to be representing and winning at home, like the first heat. So it's just incredible.
Well, it's Wednesday, and I have been totally astounded by the sights I've seen today. This country is absolutely beautiful, and the terrain changes
round every corner. I mean, the roads we're going around, we're climbing higher and higher up into the mountains. We're getting to a higher altitude, which is a kind of strange experience. But today we went to one of the competitions called Geo Falls, and literally I was walking through this forest, and before me was a 30-foot waterfall and a sandy beach, and it was just absolutely stunning. Today's competitions include running and orienteering, driving and navigation, but the compulsory event was the dreaded downhill madness, mountain biking with a 1,000-metre drop.
In the first 1 kilometre, I lost my two tyres. I completed the whole course flat tyres.
I got a flat less than a K. I took off the wheel and got out, you know, my spare and everything, and went to pump it up, and the pump that I had didn't work. So I grabbed the bike, grabbed the wheel, and just started running down the hill, bike in one hand, wheel in the other.
Все было отлично, не считая всяких непредсказуемых случайностей, которые произошли с нами в первый и второй день. Никто не мог ожидать, что мы посадим машину так, что будем использовать лебедку целых два часа.
After 4.5 weeks traveling from Bangkok to Laos, Rio de Janeiro to Bolivia, this is it, the challenge final. And it's been a nerve-wracking 24 hours from 18 individuals from across the world to discover who has made it to the top four. But the waiting is finally over.
I think we might be about to see it. He's running along as we see now. I think we might see Martin become the winner of the 2006 Land Rover Jeep Challenge and win a brand new Range Rover.
There's no words that can describe the feeling going across the line first. I mean, it's been 4 weeks build up, and I think a little bit of luck comes into it. And it's the best feeling I've had in my whole life.
So that was the conclusion of the 2006 Land Rover G4 Challenge. Martin Dreyer is a deserved winner, but all these 18 competitors are winners as they've been on an adventure that they will never, ever forget.
It was just amazing. 4 incredible weeks.
I'm very happy I can make a good friends with the other 4 competitors.
Now I have a lot of friends and I can travel.
It's going to be very sad tonight when we say goodbye to everyone.
It's really the experience of a lifetime.
It's been an amazing experience and something I'll never forget.